C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate presents the Stern.
With the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, the floor is there. Take his advice and use the small hair to shave the smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate Shave Cream Man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bill Stern, the 352nd edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring strange and fantastic stories.
Sports news.
Others mere hearsay, but also interesting
stories, some legends.
You. Our guest tonight is the famous singing star of radio, Miss Joan Edwards. But first,
the singing star of radio.
Stan Lehack of the Chicago Cubs has been a member of the All-Star team for different years.
Stan Lehack is on
the champion shaving team, too. Here's what he wrote about Colgate Freshless, the shave cream of champions.
Here's what he wrote.
I've got a tender skin on my face. Used to
dear Bill.
After shave. Not anymore, though. Colgate Freshless sure is a comfort to a skin like mine.
Colgate Freshless.
And I like the way Colgate Freshless stays on the job.
And I like the way
so my razor can breathe.
Stays on the job.
Without snagging. Signed, Stan Hack. Now, the title of that story should be Stan Hack
Saves
the Life.
Now, the title
of that
story
is Colgate Freshless Shave Cream is light. Light and fluffy, not greasy or heavy.
Shave cream is light.
And it's right, and it's made especially for you fellas with
thick
and tender skin. Being light and fluffy, Colgate Freshless is easy to spread.
Light and fluffy, Colgate Freshless is easy to spread.
Stand up so your razor can swipe through, not glide over them.
The razor can swipe through, not
moist for a fast, clean, close shave. With nearly a snag or pull, no after.
Close shave. With
look, man, try Colgate Freshless Shave
either.
Tomorrow.
Look,
if
man.
If it doesn't fill the bill, just send the
top of the shave cream to me.
Bill Stern, tell Colgate, Jersey
Cream,
don't
you back to me. Bill Stern.
And I'll see that you get double your money back. Ask for the 9-ounce jumbo jar of Colgate Freshless.
Ask for the nine.
Shave cream of champions tonight.
It's
lush and it's right.
Shave cream of champions tonight. It's
and it's right of August the 2nd.
Right. August the
2nd. Because it is, like
tonight is August.
Greatest five
because it is, I can tell you one of the.
A story that reputedly begins and ends on another August the 2nd.
The
great John L. Sullivan.
The great John L. Sullivan.
A story that should bring back
memories.
John L. Sullivan came out of Boston. Where by the sheer power of his own fist, he wrote boxing history.
Where by the sheer power of his own fist, he
wrote.
As he battled his way up to the championship of America.
Heavyweight championship. He became the most famous
one. The heavyweight champion.
In fact, it's the height of popularity. Sullivan was so much in demand.
His popularity, John L. Sullivan.
Man. One day during his vaudeville engagement, he stopped on the street to buy a newspaper.
One day during his vaudeville engagement, stopped on the street to buy a newspaper from a newsboy.
The famous John L. Sullivan.
Boy immediately.
The newsboy.
The famous John L. Sullivan. The newsboy.
You're the great champion, John. I see you, man.
That I am,
you're the great champion, John. Oh, I saw your act in Boardwood.
Oh, Mr. Sullivan.
What you told me about this
in Boardwood?
Well, Sonny, that depends upon what it is.
Well, Sonny, that depends upon what it is.
Look, Mr. Sullivan. I know. Look at me. What I can say. Honestly, I can. Holly, nobody will give me the chance. Now, if you'd go to the manager of the theater where you're playing now, maybe if you asked him to, he'd listen to me sing and give me a job.
John L. Sullivan liked that little newsboy, and he did take the young with him. And the little newsboy really could sing.
John L. Sullivan hired that newsboy himself.
John L. Sullivan hired was
about
to sing in his act.
Responsible for a young newsboy going on the vaudeville stage.
Sullivan was responsible for a young newsboy going on the vaudeville stage. And that little newsboy stayed on the stage. Stayed on the stage to become a great star in his own right. For that little newsboy was Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards did. 30 years ago. But nobody can forget how John L. Sullivan that chance and gave that by giving other youngsters
that youngster was named.
Such a youngster, I gave him a chance. That youngster was named George.
Eddie Cantor.
And was another unknown name. Eddie Cantor. Gus Edwards, who found still
Winchell.
This was only beginning. For it was he who found Rick Bolger.
In fact, I think he was proud of Joan.
I think he was proud
of
Joan.
You know, as the famous radio singing star. Gus Edwards'
name was a radio singing star. Just Edward's new resultant flat.
In the studio right here with us now. Ladies and gentlemen,
she's in the studio right here with us now.
Miss Joan Edwards.
Thank you, Bill.
It's true that he discovered Eddie Kemp, Mr. Mitchell.
And he discovered you too, Joan. Now, let's talk about you tonight. Do you like sports?
Ice skating, bicycling, and swimming.
Seems to me I've seen pictures of you. Have you not chosen a pin-up girl for New York University?
You're still a cool Gus Edwards.
What do you mean, Joan? Is there more to the story? How do you mean, finish it?
I mean, there's one thing you've got. Stars on Broadway. Gus Edwards is great stars on Broadway. Never would have discovered these stars. Had not been given his own star by the heavyweight boxing champion, Don L. Sullivan. You didn't have it. Gus Edwards repaid the debt he owed to boxing.
And how did he?
I made a vow that had given him someday give another youngster a chance to become a prize fighter. What he did with the youngster to become a great.
Who was?
Gus Edwards did give this youngster his start.
And who was this youngster?
That youngster that's become his name, Jack Dempsey.
So much for finishing the story of your uncle, Gus Edwards. George Dixon, Walter Winchell, Eddie Cantor. Great prize. Jack Dempsey. Amazing part of his story is that Gus Edwards, who did his start from the great prize, John L. Sutton, was given his start on August the 2nd of 1893. Strangely enough, very day, Father, August the 2nd, exactly 20 years later, day, Gus Edwards found Jack Dempsey. But speaking of August the 2nd, Jack Dempsey, and since tonight is August the 2nd, I think it's only fair to tell you how the story, this particular date, August the 2nd, the career of Jack Dempsey. For not only was it covered on that, but one of the strange discoveries of his life happened on still another August the 2nd out in Shelby, Montana. Shelby, Montana, back in the 1920s, was a prosperous oil town. However, the citizens of Shelby, their town on the every newspaper, and so these good citizens of Shelby decided that the quickest way of getting the name on the paper was to stage a heavyweight championship fight in Shelby, Montana. Jack Dempsey, the heavyweight champion, and through his manager, Jack Kearns, he demanded $250,000. Challenger Tom Gibbons in Shelby, the town of Shelby, Red put up the $250,000, giving little thought to where they'd get all that money. And so Jack Dempsey agreed to defend his heavyweight championship in Shelby. That was back in 1923, and everything was going along fine until the night before the fight, when the citizens of Shelby, Montana, suddenly realized that they could not raise the $250,000 that was due Jack Dempsey. A town meeting was called. Each man went back to his office, his store, his home, or wherever it was he kept his money, and brought back to the town meeting all the money that he had in the world. Altogether, this money totaled $243,000. Yet it was $7,000 short of the $250,000 that was due Dempsey. Yet it was all the money that there was in Shelby, Montana. That night, a committee of townspeople met Jack Dempsey and his manager, Jack Kearns, in their hotel room. The representative of the townspeople who spoke first.
All right, Mr. Kearns, you're Jack Dempsey's manager. I know that according to our agreement, we owe you $250,000 payable tonight. Well, I have almost all of it here. That is, I have all but $7,000.
Our agreement calls for $250,000. I won't take a cent less.
You get the rest of it, you know. Listen to me, Kearns. This money I have here represents every last dime every man, woman, and child has in Shelby, Montana. If that fight doesn't go on tomorrow, we're all ruined. Our one chance to get our money back is by the sale of tickets tomorrow. What's more, there's going to be trouble if you call this work off.
Don't threaten me. Get up the whole amount or no fight.
I'm warning you, Kearns. There's got to be a fight tomorrow, or there's going to be a battle tonight. And I'm starting it.
The
The only man shot that night was the sheriff. But the fight was now definitely off. The following morning, back to New York City, newspapers were out on the street with screaming headlines. M.C. Gibbons fight off in Shelby, Montana. And the following morning, back in Shelby, Montana, Jack Kearns, Dempsey's manager, was packing his suitcase to return to New York. And the famous writer, Groon, rushed into his room.
Kearns, the fight is going to be held this afternoon, even if you don't get all your dough.
Yeah, who says so?
Now listen, Jack Kearns, I just got a telegram that's going to make you change your mind. Let me read it to you. Here's what it says. Dear Haywood Broom, I'm an ardent fight fan, and I would certainly like to see the boxing match between Dempsey and Gibbons staged this afternoon. I'm now making a trip through the West, and I have high hopes of being at the ringside. Best regards, Warren G. Harding, President of the United States. Well, what do you say, Chad?
The fight's on. Let's go, everybody. The fight's on.
And the fight was on. It was held. But Warren G. Harding wasn't at the ringside. Instead, on the day of the fight, reputedly he wrote a strange prophecy. A prophecy that read, within 30 days, one of the greatest catastrophes this world has ever seen will take place. But I will not be here to see it. And he was right. For within 30 days, the world's worst earthquake hit Japan and killed 99,000 people. But Warren G. Harding, as he had prophesied, was not here to see it. For he was dead. That's the strange legend of a president of the United States who, according to the story, foresaw and prophesied two tragic events. The world's worst earthquake and his own death, which took place on August the 2nd, exactly 23 years ago tonight, just as he said it would. Charles F. McCarthy.
Men, have you seen the light yet? Meaning Colgate brushes, the shave cream that's light and fluffy, not heavy or greasy. It's made specially for you fellows with tough whiskers and tender skin. Being light and fluffy, Colgate brushless is easy to spread, quick to work in. Unlike a heavy, greasy cream, it leaves your whiskers standing up for your razor to cut through, close and clean without a snag or pull. Then, too, being light and fluffy, not greasy or heavy, Colgate Brushless rinses off fast at the finish. Colgate Brushless, the shave cream of champions. It's light and it's right. And now back to Bill Stern.
That's the first part for tonight. Next Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back same time, same station, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Our guest next Friday evening will be one of the greatest stars in the theatrical world, the famous singing star, Miss Dinah Shore. So be sure and be with us next Friday night, same time and same station, when we greet you with our special guest, singing star, stage, screen, and radio, Dinah Shore. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreel at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theater. Donald, next Friday night when we greet you with Dinah Shore at this very same time, this is Bill Stern for Colgate Shave Cream wishing you all a good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, has lots to say. He holds his head for two rows, the inside dope. He really knows to listen in next Friday night.
Ladies, it takes fat to make soap. Our only source of fat now is soap. So if you want more soap, take your used kitchen fat to your butcher. He'll pay you 4 cents a pound. The Bill Stern Show tonight came from New York City.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Thank you.